Cape Talk.
Five things to do this weekend.
Well, let's start with something to indulge the sweet tooths among us, and particularly after a very chilly week, something to warm your heart this weekend, some chocolate, and then some more chocolate, and some more chocolate on top of that. It is the annual Chocolate Festival taking place in Stellenbosch this weekend, the third edition of this event, and it's got a Willy Wonka theme this year. On the line to tell us more is spokesperson for the Chocolate Festival, Dariel Robertson. Great to chat to you again, Dariel. Good afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Pippa.
How are you interpreting the Willy Wonka theme? I assume I associate that with extravagance, over the top, decadence all around. How's it going to look in terms of what actually happens at the event?
100% and lots of fun. We've even got the circus coming, and you can bring your kids along and they can learn how to juggle or unicycle or work with hoops. So it really is going to be fun and games for everyone.
Okay, now obviously there's going to be a lot of chocolate. Dariel, what's it all about? What's it, somebody who's never been before, what will they find at the event?
This festival is really a family-friendly festival. There's something for everyone, so their whole family can come and enjoy themselves. There are chocolatiers, there's sweet makers, confectionery, bakers, there's nougat and fudge, there's sugar-free chocolate, there's vegan chocolate, there's all different types of chocolates that you can get, hot chocolate. We've got demos, 4 demos a day that are free that you can just come along to. We have got coffee stations, we've got beer, craft gin, we've got wine and bubbles, oysters, charcuterie, we've got a big kiddies section. We obviously have Charlie and the Chocolate Factory playing continuously. And we have 2 stages and 3 live bands.
Okay, who's going to be playing on those stages, Dariel?
So on the 1 stage, we've got James Stewart, and he is a Grammy-nominated artist and songwriter. And then on the other stage, we've got O'Jack, and we've got Uncorked.
Okay, now it's happening tomorrow and Sunday at Anura Vineyards in Stellenbosch. Doors open at 11 o'clock and close at 4 o'clock. For those who've not been to Anura before, where will they find the venue, Dariel?
So Anura is on the Klapmuts Tunnel from the N1, and it's close to Butterfly World. There are signposts up at the robot, so you will be able to find your way. It's from the N1. You take the Klapmuts Tunnel as if you're going to Franschhoek.
Okay. Let's talk about where we get our golden tickets from. I know Web Tickets is your ticket vendor. What's the cost, Dariel?
It's 150 Rand per person, and with that you get a glass. And you get to do all the sampling inside. Kids under 18 are free. They just need to be accompanied with an adult. Tickets are available on Web Tickets, as you said, or at the door. So you can come and purchase at the door.
Dariel Robertson, wishing you all a fun chocolate-soaked weekend in Stellenbosch. Dariel speaking there on behalf of the Chocolate Festival, which is happening at Anura Vineyards tomorrow and Sunday. For more information and for directions on how to get there, please visit the website www.chocolatefest.co.za.
Cape Talk.
5 things to do this weekend.
You've heard us speaking about it in the ad campaign all week. The new show from Zip Zap Circus called Journey Beyond. And given that it's August and Women's Month, Zip Zap is taking the opportunity to celebrate some of its amazing female talents in particular. The show sees them once again collaborating with the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra at the Artscape Theatre. If you've never been to one of those collaborative events, you really are missing out. It is a spectacle for the eyes as well as the ears. On the line with me to tell us more is the founder and director of Zip Zap Circus, Brent van Rensburg. Always lovely to chat to you, Brent. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Pippa. Thanks again for having us on.
Great pleasure. Talk us through Journey Beyond. What's the show all about?
Well, it's not called Journey Beyond for no reason. We're taking it to a whole nother level. And it is circus at its finest in South Africa. We've been working extremely hard for 6 months on the show. We're taking new music choices, re-choreographing acts and literally pushing the limits on this one. And like you say, I think it's a show for the whole family not to be missed.
Okay, specifically showcasing some of your female artists, Brent, can you give us an insight into a couple of the ladies we'll be seeing and which particular circus acts they're proficient in?
Well, absolutely. The ladies are featuring highly this year in the aerial department with a host of different aerial acts, and they have a guest performer from Germany who's just amazing. She's a handstand artist working more than 6 meters above the ground. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
And it's going to be an emotional weekend for us because my youngest daughter, it's her final performance after growing up at ZipZap all her life, and she's a Trippies artist, like her sister who's touring the world. And she's leaving on Tuesday night for France. And so, you know, her ZipZap brothers and sisters are going to give it all, and it's going to be one heck of a weekend. The ladies are featuring big time in the show.
That's a very, very special, particular symbolism to the event. I mean, it's remarkable that you can say that comment. Somebody has grown up with the ZipZap Circus. Brent, remind us how old you guys are.
We started in 1992, so it makes us 26 years old, or 26 years young.
Yeah.
We've grown from strength to strength. You know, no, we started with 25 children in our program, and now we have over 2,010 programs coming to our doors annually, and, you know, all for free. We don't charge at ZipZap. We just ask the kids to be willing to work hard and be part of the family.
And I know when we spoke on your 25th anniversary that you were heading into a sort of a new era with your new training facility. Is that all up and running and open now, Brent?
Indeed. Our ZipZap Academy is a wonderful place in Salt River. We've started a program with the neighborhood kids. So all the kids from the Salt River neighborhood are joining our program. It's a beautiful to have a permanent home, finally after dreaming about it for so many years. And it's just, you know, again, once again, it's given more opportunities for more children, and that's why we've been able to grow substantially in numbers and add new programs. We've got an ECD program going. ZipZap is definitely alive and well and growing faster than we can actually keep up.
It's fantastic to hear that, Brent. I hope Cape Talk listeners are going to come down and support this weekend's performances in big numbers. Just talk us through what the options are. There's a show this evening at 7:30, I believe, and then what are the other options during the weekend?
Tomorrow we have a show at 3 p.m. and another one at 7:30, two shows tomorrow. And then the last one is on Sunday at 3 p.m. And tickets are available on CompuTicket. There's still tickets left. And it would be great to have a full house again this year.
Okay, now the ticket prices are between 220 and 330 rand, depending on where you choose to sit. But I know we've also been talking about a VIP experience. Brent, what does that involve?
Well, the VIP experience is a venue we have aside from, you know, on the side with food and free drinks and goodie bags and the best seating in the house, and, you know, tickets to upcoming shows in our goodie bags and stuff like that. So it is a package for 1,000 rand per VIP ticket. But you get a lot for it.
And okay, I know you've got to book that one directly through ZipZap if you want to go with that option. So it's info@zip-zap.co.za for the regular seating tickets. You can book via CompuTicket. Brent, best wishes to all of you at a very bittersweet moment for you, no doubt, saying goodbye to your daughter. I hope you have a wonderful celebratory weekend together.
Thank you so much.
Brent van Rensburg, founder and director of the ZipZap Circus. The show is called Journey Beyond.
Cape Talk.
Five things to do this weekend.
Well, we'd like to recommend you take advantage of the clear skies for as long as we've got them and grab your bicycle and head outdoors this weekend. We're asking you to celebrate hashtag Women on Bikes. It's a new event aimed at raising a dialogue around women cyclists, not just competitive cyclists, but women on bicycles on the streets of our city. This event is all about not only bringing like-minded women together, but talking about some of the challenges that that women face when wanting to go about their lives by bicycle in the city, from safety issues to where to get help fixing your bike and doing repairs and much, much more. Don't let me try and explain it. Let's rather ask Clotilde Angelucci, who is from Tsiba Education, who are behind this event. It is, of course, being held in August to celebrate Women's Month. Clotilde, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. It's not only about saying, hey, more women should be riding bikes, but it's about saying, what are the issues that might prevent more women from riding bikes on the streets of Cape Town? Can you chat to us about some of the key issues you're going to be engaging with?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Pippa, for having us on the show.
Sure.
So first, that this event is brought together by Oak Street and
Okay, we're just struggling with Clotilde's phone line there, so I'm going to put her back to my producer and ask if we can try and get her on an alternative line where we'll be able to hear her properly, because I don't want to miss the meat of what she's saying. In the meantime, I will go on to our next event and then we'll come back to Clotilde once we've got a better phone line. Our fourth pick for the weekend is for you to go down and celebrate budding musical talent in Mitchell's Plain, because 15 of the local schools, both primary schools and high schools, are coming together and going head-to-head in a musical talent show this weekend at the Liberty Promenade Mall. I have the mall's marketing manager, Najiba Small-Ibrahim, on the line. Najiba, thanks for joining us this afternoon. What's the aim of this event this weekend?
Hi, Papa. So our shopping center, Liberty Promenade, engaged with the local schools in Mitchell's Plain, and we asked them to identify their challenges. And through this, we identified that there was an unbelievable amount of young talent in Mitchell's Plain that is hidden and I think never fully appreciated. And they also indicated that there's a growing intolerance of other cultures, which is often seen on the playground. And so we came up with this campaign, which we thought was a great way to create an opportunity for the youth to showcase their talents while promoting, you know, tolerance of differences in culture, religion, and race.
Okay, so everyone arrives at noon at the food court in the Liberty Promenade Mall, and what happens next?
So 15 schools are participating. They're all Mitchell's Plain, schools from the Mitchell's Plain area. And each team will consist of 8 learners who represent their school. They'll have 5 minutes on stage for the performance, and they can choose to perform a song or medley of songs that can include musical instruments and backtracks, dance, or any other artistic expression. And the important thing is that they'll have to have a dance and a message linked to the importance of embracing diversity. I was lucky enough to see some of the schools rehearse earlier this week, and I was blown away by the talent. So the public is in for quite a treat on Saturday.
Okay, and the best part of all is it's absolutely free to come and watch from noon till 3 p.m. in your food court. I believe you've got some great prizes on offer to the winning schools.
Correct. So the 6 schools will be chosen as selected as the winners, and they'll each win 10,000 rand towards upgrades for these schools. And then the participating learners and teachers will also walk away with gift cards from Liberty Promenade. And in terms of the entrance, yes, it's, the event is open and to everyone, and the entrance is free. We invite everyone from Mitchell's Plain and the wider Cape Town area to join us for what promises to be a highly entertaining show with an important message of embracing diversity. So the show is at the Liberty Promenade food court tomorrow from 12 until 3.
Najiba Small-Ibrahim, thank you so much for chatting to us, marketing manager at the mall.
Cape Talk.
5 things to do this weekend.
Right, let's hope we've got Clotilde Angelucci back on a better line. Speaking from Tiba Education, who are one of the partners behind the hashtag Women on Bikes event this weekend. Sorry about that, Clotilde. You were starting to tell us that this isn't just Tiba Education. You've got several partners on this event as well.
Hi, Tipa. Thank you so much for having me. I hope you can hear me fine now.
That sounds a lot better. Thanks.
Okay, wonderful. So, yes, so this event is brought together by Open Streets with some of its partners like Bicycling Empowerment Network, Pedal Power Association, and us. And, of course, we are thrilled to be hosting such an event. But this, so tomorrow it's about, as you were saying, creating stories, sharing stories of women and cycling. So how can we create an environment that is conducive for women to have an ease access to cycling. We all have to travel long distances to go to work or for personal reasons. So how can we increase access, and how can we feel safer when we're on a bike?
Safety is one of the key things, I think, Clotilde, that keeps many women off their bikes. They just don't feel absolutely certain that they can traverse the route they need to ride in complete safety and know that they'll get to the other end, particularly if they are cycling on their own. Now, I know Open Streets is a big supporter of the concept of getting people using public spaces together again, which makes sense in terms of trying to lobby women to ride together, I would imagine. What sort of form are the engagements going to take this weekend?
So tomorrow it starts at 9, and it's all about mingling and networking, getting to know other women, and also listening to some inspiring stories. So it's all about women that have come to foster their love for bikes from different backgrounds, and also learning from each other. And it's going to be a hands-on weekend, so there's going to be some
like, besides a panel discussion, there's also going to be groups where you can learn about road maintenance and also safety, because maintenance is very important. Imagine you're riding to work and your bike breaks down. What do you do? And then after lunch, there's going to be a ride to Ikhayelanga and back with some safety marshals.
Okay, now where will you be riding from? What's the actual venue for the hashtag Women on Bikes event?
It's at Tiba Education. So we are hosting the event here at our campus in Pinelands.
In Pinelands at number 307 Forest Drive Extension. Is there any cost to take part, Clotilde?
No, absolutely. It would be great to if you could just get in touch with Sindile. On Sindile at openstreets.co.za to reserve your spot.
Okay, so is there a limited number of spaces still available?
Yes, there is. So you can rush and get in touch. We look forward to meeting all women tomorrow.
Okay, just repeat that address, please. It's Sindile at openstreets.
.co.za.
Clotilde Angelucci, thanks so much for the update. Speaking there on behalf of Tsiba Education, who are hosting the hashtag Women on Bikes event tomorrow at their Pinelands campus. It starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Please do drop an email to that address if you'd like to sign yourself up.
Cape Talk.
5 things to do this weekend.
And last but not least, a dance and music event that is sure to entertain tomorrow at the Artscape Theatre. Dance for All presents Concerto La Danza, which is described as a symphony of dance and live music featuring an ensemble cast of close to 80 talented young dancers and musicians. On the line is Dance for All's artistic director, Alison Hendricks. Alison, before we talk about this particular show, firstly, welcome to Cape Talk. And secondly, won't you remind our listeners, or rather explain for those who have never been introduced to Dance for All, what you're all about?
Hi there, good afternoon, and thank you for having me. Dance for All has been around for, we are in our 28th year, in fact. We started in 1991, and so we have grown immensely. We're just going into a new era where we are really focused on partnership. What we do is we work with students who are in previously disadvantaged areas. So we work with a lot of outreach in the township areas and also in the rural areas. And we try to collaborate and also partner with other institutions to do similar work. Hence, this production came about. We work with students from the age of about 11 up until 23 years old. We try to offer them as many dance forms as possible. We also try to offer and introduce them to other performing arts. Again, the reason why we're doing the music and we're adding the live music this time. In a nutshell, that's really what we do.
Okay, now let's talk more about the specific show. You've got musical direction by Camillo Lombard, a guest performance by the Tired Dance Company with choreographer by company director Anish Velodia and choreographer Maxwell Rani. Won't you talk us through some of the highlights of the program, Alison?
One of the main highlights is actually working with Camillo, of course. Camillo has got a world of experience, as you know. And so I have left all the music in his hands to make it happen and to bring together Dance for All with their musicians who have never had experience working with dancers. So and for us, certainly our students have been put out of their comfort zone slightly to focus on anything else other than just dancing. The Tara Indian Dance Company, this is our fourth collaboration with them. So this particular item that we're doing was performed at the Sub-Ustafias 2 years ago with choreography with Maxwell Rani. And it's an Afro-fusion piece with the Indian dancers, of course, one of the highlights definitely of the show. And then we have some brilliant live vocalists, and I'm hoping that they are going to be discovered to this production, because I'm just hearing some of these people and thinking that they are so young. I'm hoping that they're going to be spotted and maybe offered some even more training. Camillo's really focused on these students on his side to be given opportunities, so I'm hoping that it happens for them.
Okay, now Alison, the one thing I haven't really defined is when we talk about talented young dancers, just how young do we mean? What's the average age of the performers on stage?
Between 11, 12, up until 23.
Okay, and previously, I mean, I know you guys have been going for many years now. Have you seen your young trainee dancers go on to forge professional careers in dance?
Oh, absolutely. We currently have between 40 to 50 success stories,
wow,
which is what we call them. So students who have moved on to not only dancing, but also choreographers who started their own artist programs, who started their own companies, in fact. We have a full-time bridging program, which offers students between 18 and 23. And in about the space of 5 years, we had about 20 to 25 students who were placed at other more reputable institutions or have moved on to training abroad. So, yeah, we're hoping that we can push that number because these kids inspire the rest of the students who come from the outreach, because the flow is from the outreach to come to the DFA center where they get more intense individual training and then move on to the bridging program, and then from there move on to institutions like Jazz Art, where we have about six trainees who actually graduated last year. And then CAPA, Academy of Performing Arts, we have had about seven male students who graduated there in the past, and we were fortunate to have one female student also taken on there. So, yeah, we try to keep doing what we do and to keep the work going.
Well, what we can do to help keep that work going is, of course, buy tickets for Concerto La Danza tomorrow at the Artscape Theatre. You've got two performances, is that correct, Alison?
Yes, 2:15 and then 8 o'clock. And tickets are available at CompuTicket. Yeah, I hope people really go out and support all these fabulous events this weekend. So, yeah. Let's see what happens.
Let's hold thumbs that they do that. Alison Hendricks, thank you so much for chatting to me, the Dance for All Artistic Director. Tickets are 150 Rand ahead, booking through CompuTicket. And if you'd like to read up more about the show and more about the company, their website is danceforall.co.za. There's a huge number of events to choose from in Cape Town, and we're starting to sort of see the light of spring peeking over the horizon. The uptake in the number of events is always a sure sign that spring is on the way. It is one of those weekends where there is so much to choose from. We couldn't possibly accommodate everybody's events. Just a reminder, if you would like to be included in the events diary, you do need to send us a mail quite well in advance to pippah@capetalk.co.za. Give us all the details of your event, including the ticketing information and pricing, and we'll do our best to accommodate you. I'm so sorry, I can't follow up on an SMS or a tweet sent during the feature. It just simply isn't possible for us to do it while we live on air. So please do get that email through well in advance of your event.